हरे कृष्णा। भगवद गीता इट इज चैप्टर नंबर 6, ध्यान योगा, टेक्स्ट नंबर 46। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय, ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। तपस्विभ्योऽधिको यो हि ज्ञानभ्योऽभिमताधिकम्, कर्मभ्योऽधिको यो हि तस्मात्यो हि भवार्जुनम्। तपस्विभ्योऽधिको यो हि ज्ञानभ्योऽभिमताधिकम्, कर्मभ्योऽधिको यो हि तस्मात्यो हि भवार्जुनम्। ट्रांसलेशन एंड पर्पोर्ट बाय डिवाइन ग्रेस सी भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी श्रील प्रभुपाद, दि फाउंडर आचार्य ऑफ इंटरनेशनल सोसाइटी फॉर कृष्ण कॉन्शियसनेस, जय श्रील प्रभुपाद। A yogi is greater than ascetic, greater than the empirist, and greater than the fruitive worker. Therefore, O Arjuna, in all circumstances, be a yogi. Om Ajnanatimirandasya Jnananjanasalakayam Sakshuranmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaham. नमः ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्ण प्रसाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांतम् स्वामिनिति नामिने नमस्ते सरस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणीं निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाशात देशधारिणीं। नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरत्विजे नमः। यं ब्रह्मा वरुणेन्द्र रुद्र मरुदैस्तन्वन्ति दिव्यैस्तवैं वेदैः साङ्खपदक्रम उपनिषद् गायन्ति यं सामग ध्यानावस्थित तद्गदेन मनसा पश्यन्ति यं योगिनम्। यशन्तं नाविदो सुरासुरगणा देवाय तस्मै नमः। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। नाउ वी आर इन चैप्टर 6, ध्यान योग, टेक्स्ट नंबर 46। नाउ कृष्ण ही कंक्लूडेड अबाउट explaining the various yoga process. In third chapter, Krishna explained about the karma yoga, jnana yoga. Then this sixth chapter, he explained about the dhyana yoga. Now Krishna, he come to the conclusion and he is explaining in this shloka about the yoga ladder. There are various yoga system is there, and in this shloka Krishna is explaining about the yoga ladder. As we previously discussed, yoga means linking with the supreme personality of Godhead. That's the technical term for yoga. So one should link with, how one can link? Linking Atma and Paramatma is called the yoga. While linking, we can use various method. That's why in this shloka Krishna says yoga is better than tapaspino, one who is doing the ascetic, and then the yogi is better than jnani, and then fruitive worker, karma yogi. Because very nicely Krishna is giving his opinion and he is giving his conclusion. Because Srila Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, according to the process, yoga, what is the purpose of yoga is to attain the supreme personality of God, link with the supreme lord. According to that, the different name is given according to the process. That's like we have the, when we wanted to reach certain place, we can either go by road, we can go by the railway, or we can go by the seaways, and then you can go by the flight also, airways also. So similarly, there are different process is there. Among the different process, we can see which is the best. But ultimately, everything, it reaches to the same designation. So among these four, we can discuss and we can conclude that which is the best. So similarly, even though the purpose of yoga is all same, to attain the supreme lord, but among that purpose, among that process, Krishna explaining this shloka, which is the better. The yoga is the better. And the next shloka will conclude that bhakti yogi, the doing devotional service unto the Supreme Lord is the best. For example, tapas. First, Krishna explaining about the tapasvi. There are many people, they do tapasya, various kinds of tapasya they will be keep on doing. Their main focus is that they want to do tapasya, tapasya, tapasya. Then there are certain class of people, there are many jnanis there, empirical philosophical speculation. For example, what they will do, they will be always studying the Vedic literature. When Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, one day he went to Prakash Prabodhananda Saraswati. He went to the Prakashananda Saraswati. They are actually Mayavadis. They were all actually discussing the Vedantis. They are always discussing. Sannyasi means for them, they always study the Vedas, study. But Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is also sannyasi, and he simply dance. He simply chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. He simply, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chant, and then he dance, and he make others to chant and make others to dance. In this way, he is to enjoy the life. But this Vedantist actually, this Mayavadis, for them, they were actually criticizing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What is this? You are a sannyasi and you are not studying the Vedantis, you are simply chanting and dancing. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after that, he explained. So then they understood that what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is doing is actually perfect. The purpose of reading the Vedas is to, you know, do the bhakti unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So like that, here Krishna says, jnani. There are many people, jnanis there. For them, they always reading the Shastra is the main focus. They are filled with always the empirical, philosophical speculation. Always they focus on discussion and accumulating knowledge. Then the Krishna explained about the fruity worker. Fruity worker means a karma yogi. Karma yogi means, oh, he will do the work, at the same time he will expect the result. For example, if he is going to the temple and he will go and pray, my lord, you please, you know, they will go and do something, then they will expect some result. So this is actually karma yogi, and he, whatever the work he is doing, and he always expect the result. For example, we are going to the company and working, and then we expect the result. So similarly, this karma yogi, the fruitive workers, whatever he do, and he always expect the result. For example, he go to the temple and he ask something from the Lord. At the same time, the another person, he goes and he also pray, but he don't ask anything from the Supreme Lord. So this fruitive worker, he also going to the temple, and the other person, he is also going to the temple. But the both are very good, but among these two, and who is the best? The person who is not asking anything from the Lord. He only intention is to please the Supreme Lord, and then once the Supreme Lord is pleased, and whatever required for his devotee, the Supreme Lord will provide. So that is the understanding. That's why this person, he don't ask anything from the Supreme Lord, but a fruity worker, and he asks for the Supreme Lord. So similarly, this is the fruity worker class. After that, Krishna explained about the yogi. The yogi person, he always meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. As in this chapter, Krishna explained how one should meditate upon the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So this whether one is doing a tapasya, or one is doing a jnani, empirical speculation, jnana yoga, or one is in a karma yoga, or in a yoga, where it is culminating, it is all will come and culminate in bhakti yoga, because that is the bhakti is the final. Krishna says, bhaktyama mabijanati. Only by bhakti we can understand Krishna fully, otherwise we cannot understand. So all this process when we do, it will take us to the Supreme Lord. It will culminate everything in bhakti. So many people, if you see, generally they will argue. For example, if I practice some yoga, they will say, what I am practicing is the best. You all must be come under this circumstance. Whatever I say, I do, that is the best. For example, if I am a karma yogi, if I am practicing the karma, karma yoga, then I will say karma yoga is the best. Then if somebody is practicing a jnana yoga, he is accumulating a knowledge, then he will say jnana yoga is the best. And then if somebody is practicing asarati tapasya, then he will think that what I am doing is the best. Then if somebody is doing a bhakti, and he will think that bhakti yoga is the best. Whatever we do, and we will think best. That's why, for example, if I am doing a karma yoga, if I think jnana yoga is better than karma yoga, then why I should practice karma yoga? Definitely I will do the jnana, I will go and I will do the jnana yoga process. But since I am thinking that what I practice is the best, so I will remain here only. So that is the basic understanding of the people, whatever we do, not only bhakti and other thing also. In life also, whatever we do, that we always think that best. Whatever other people are doing, it is useless. We always think like that way. Whatever we do, we always think better. But actually, we cannot conclude it, which is the best. We cannot conclude. Because we have not practicing all the yoga. We does not know in-depth meaning for all the yoga. We may be performing karma yoga, or someone may be performing a jnana yoga, or somebody may be performing a tapasya, austerities, or somebody may be performing a bhakti yoga. So how can we conclude? Because we practice only one, but does not know other process also. Even if you say some people, they know all the process, they know all the meanings, but still we cannot conclude it. Because we are not perfect, only the Supreme Lord is perfect. He can give a conclusion, he can conclude, because our senses is time to time cheat us. As we discussed the example before, in the night time when we see the rope, we think that it is a snake. Because we always actually, we are in an illusion. We are in an illusion, then we commit mistake also. Many times we commit the mistake, and then we are in an illusion, and then our senses are imperfect. We cannot say after 200 meter what is there. So this is the condition. So since we are imperfect, we cannot conclude that which process is the best. Only the Supreme Personality of God, Shri Krishna, he can conclude which is the best, because he is actually compeller. He is the creator of all this system. See, for example, if the mobile manufacturer is there and he produces 10 mobiles he produces. And then the one manufacturer, he knows that which mobile is the best. We cannot conclude that which mobile is the best. For example, if somebody is having only 1,000 rupees, and he go to the market and he find there is a mobile for 1,000 rupees, and he thinks that this is better. He thinks that because he is having money only that much, and he thinks that this is better, and he buy it. So similarly, if somebody is having a 5,000 rupees, and he is actually, he will be looking at the mobile in that range, 5,000. So when as soon as he pick up some mobile, and he will think that this is the best mobile. He will not think that 1,000 rupees is the not best, something like that. So whatever he is having money 5,000, the mobile is there 5,000, he will pick up thinking is the best. But the manufacturing of the company, the mobile company, he knows that exactly. He knows exactly which is the best mobile, because they know all the process. What is the facilities is there in the mobile? This is 1,000 rupees mobile. What are the facilities? 2,000 mobile. What are the facilities? 5,000 mobile. What are the facilities? 10,000 mobile. What are the facilities are there? And the manufacturing company, they knows everything. Then they can conclude that this is a 10,000 mobile is better than all other. So similarly, the Supreme Lord, he knows. He is a creator of this all this. Then he knows that, and he is concluding that. And yoga above tapasya, above this emperic jnana yoga, above this karma yoga, and the bhakti yoga is the best. One may ask the question, if the yoga is the best among this jnana yoga and karma yoga, it is all inferior to this yogic process, jnana yogi, then why he is created? He could have created only one, this yogic process or bhakti process, and even bhakti is above this jnana yoga process. So he could have created only bhakti process. So one may ask the question, it is but actually it is a gradual ladder. When we come to certain stage, once we finish, then we will move to second, then we next, third, fourth. So this way later it we cannot directly go to Bhakti Yoga because we are not that much matured. Just like 1, 2, 3, the first standard, second standard, third standard we are going, then we are going finally 12th standard, after that college. So similarly, by the gradual process one is elevating. That's why Krishna is trying to give all the system. Srila Prabhupada mentioned why these are all inferior to yoga and why even yoga also inferior to bhakti. For example, this is tapasya. If the tapasya, it is no atma tattva, then it is imperfect. If somebody doing a tapasya and if there is no atma tattva, then it is incomplete. So there is no use. Then if the jnani is there and after studying the Vedantas and he is not surrendering to the Supreme Lord, then that process actually it is incomplete. Then Karma Yoga, if somebody is doing a Karma Yogi and if he is not linking with the Krishna, then it is incomplete and simply waste of time. So that's why if you see Bhakti Yogi and he, those the Bhaktas, the devotees of the Supreme Lord, and he know about the Atma, he know about the Supreme Lord, and he know about how to link with them, and he surrender to the Lord, and he does not look for any the result from the Supreme Lord. Whatever the result the Supreme Lord is giving, and the devotees of the Lord, he is very much satisfied. So that's why Krishna says, in bhakti process, all other yoga are included. So that's why Krishna in this shloka, what he is saying, above the tapasya, somebody is doing a tapasya, and somebody is doing a karma yoga, and somebody is doing jnana yoga. All above this yogi, the dhyana yoga is the best, because this dhyana yogi, he always meditating upon the paramatma feature of this Lord, the super soul in his heart. So that's why Krishna says this yogi is better than all other. Tomorrow, next shloka, and Krishna is going to explain that the bhakti yoga even higher than this ashtanga yoga. So that's why Krishna in this shloka advising Arjuna, oh Arjuna, you always be yogi. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, thank you all very much. Your humble servant, Rasika Govinda Das. जगद्गुरु श्रील प्रभुपाद की जय. हरिओं तत्सत्.